I did it again. Kept my schedule, doing a new podcast. I did it. Look at my mind. Maybe I wasn't talented. I was just enthusiastic and loud. Or maybe I was the best that you'd ever seen. And every time you saw me, you were in awe. It was like you couldn't breathe. Because I was fucking fantastic. You were guiding me somewhere. Teaching me how to teach you how to love me. Maybe I was smarter than you planned for, playing dumb while you played with the thought of showing me a new life, going to London, or Paris, or some country I'd never heard of because I never paid attention in geography because I was too busy thinking about you. Maybe you wouldn't have noticed me now. That I'm older, graduated with credit cards and plans, thoughts of my own that aren't molded by you. And I was your favourite girl until I became a woman. Myself. Suddenly, I was too damn loud. I think I've spoken about this before, but like, I think sometimes when you're younger and you think everything is great and I wouldn't say you like see things aren't there, but it's like, it's easier to kind of be convinced that something's going to end in a way differently than you think, you know. You can kind of trick yourself into thinking, oh no, everything's going to be fine. And everything that's happening is fine. And really, you're just kind of like a dumb kid who has no idea what she's fucking doing. Sometimes it's like people sense that on you. You know, they can, like, I don't know, like, just almost sense, like, naivety. It's kind of terrifying to think about, really. Because, you know, that's how horrific accidents happen. Google.com 22 08 18 0328. Search how to get a girlfriend. 22 08 18 0329. Search how to make girls like you. 22 08 18 0330. Search how to make girls have sex. 22 08 18 0331. Search how to make girls do what you want. 22 08 18 0332. YouTube.com. Video Daniel Blake, how to get a woman to do anything you want. 23 08 18 0337. Google.com. 23 08 18 0348. Search. Choking. 2308 18. 0349. Search. Choking girls. 2308 18. 0350. Search. Choking girls hardcore. 2308 18. 0351. Pornhub.com. Video. Tiny chocolate teen choked by master. 2408 18. 0310. Google.com. 2408 18. 0311. Search. Crime girls. 2408 18. 0312. Search. Crying girls hardcore. 2408 18. 0313. Pornhub.com. Video. Sexy slut begs for mercy after penal. Open bracket. Crying! Exclamation point. Close bracket. 2408 18. 0320. Pornhub.com. Video. Crying MILF split in half with monster. 2508 18. 0312. Google.com. 2508 18. 0313. Search. Brain cells. Reddit. 2508 18. 0314. Search. Brain cells. Reddit. New URL. 2508 18. 0316. Search. Sleep assault videos. 2508 18. 0317. Pornhub.com. Video. Sleeping teen slut wakes up to surprise fuck. 2608 18. 0337. Google.com. 2608 18. 0338. Search. How to hide a dead body. 2608 18. 0339. What culture? 10 ways to dispose of a dead body. Open bracket. If you really needed to. Close bracket. 2608 18. 0552. Google.com. 2608 18. 0525. Search. How to get a girlfriend. So that was Bradley's browser history, which is, if you've heard the Halloween special, which was on time this year, hooray for me. It's kind of, I guess, a spin-off from the story that I read on that about Bradley. Kind of an origin story of Bradley, I guess, you know. And it's unfortunate. I think quite a lot of people will have had, you know, maybe a date or an encounter or something like that with somebody like that. Somebody who gives the impression in person and to your face and whatever that they are, you know, normal. But, you know, kind of behind the scenes, behind the curtain, I guess, I don't know if I'm using this word correctly or if it's the right word to use here, but it's almost like they've been radicalized. You know, they've been kind of pulled into this world where hurting people is normal. Being, you know, forcing people into things they don't want to do is normal. And I find, you know, there are more and more people like this that I have unfortunately encountered. And I'm concerned about that, you know. It's something I think about a lot. And, you know, but again, it's whether we're willing to accept that and to say, okay, yeah, this is a problem, or whether we're just going to keep pretending that it's fine, you know. I was on Twitter earlier today, and I saw a news story, and it was very hard to read. It was about a man who, he had basically been watching a lot of violent and graphic pornography that was themed around the subject of rape, because apparently that's a thing. And then he raped someone. And according to, you know, because it was a report from the court, and they were talking about how almost immediately after, he regretted it. And he was talking about how he'd watched these videos, and it just came from that. And there's an interview, I think you can find it on YouTube, where Ted Bundy talks about how he felt that he had been, the things that he did and the way that he was had been influenced by imagery he had seen, you know, in his formative years. Now, does this excuse anybody who does that? Of course not. Absolutely not. But is it something to consider? You know, should we consider that perhaps, you know, perhaps people having access to these things is not good, maybe? You know, I've talked about this before, I think. You know, you're probably getting sick of it. You're probably like, oh God, stop kink shaming us, Jennifer, shut up. But I don't know, I think about it a lot. I think, and as somebody who is an adult now, and I, you know, and that there are, you know, some people that I consider the concept of a relationship with, and, you know, intimacy and all the physical stuff, you know, tends to be part of that. And but it can be difficult finding somebody that you're compatible with, because I'm finding that a lot of people, you know, tend to be kind of, you know, not to be a bitch about it, but they're kind of all getting a bit bratty, and it's a bit scary for me. So, I don't know. It's a difficult thing, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that absolutely everybody who watches any kind of porn is going to turn into like a psycho rapist, because that's just ridiculous. But, you know, it's not like we can just sit there and ignore the fact that there is a lot more graphic and questionable content that is becoming a bit more mainstream. I mean, should it be normalised for, you know... Because, I mean, when I was writing this, I actually had to go on a porn website to see what they looked like. You should have seen me on Google, like, ooh, you know, trying to Google it and saying, oh God, I hope Jesus isn't down here checking my browser history. But, so, you know, I was checking it out, and I was going through just the front page, which is apparently the most popular uploads. And there was genuinely like videos of people making other people cry, and, you know, people, you know, I hope, you know, for everybody's sake, people pretending to have sex with people that are asleep and things like that. And I was looking at it, and I was like, these are the most popular ones, you know, and there was quite a lot of people, you know, who looked very distressed in the thumbnails, That's all I'm saying. And if these are the most popular uploads on the first one, the first website I could find, which, you know, from my limited understanding of search engines would mean it's probably one of the most popular, then is that good? Is that good that the most, potentially the most popular kinds of videos are of people in pain and people distressed? And, you know, and maybe I'm just old-fashioned and boring and, you know, or maybe I'm right and these things are bad. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a girl, you know, with a podcast and some poems and I don't know. Anyway, Bradley was a bad person though, so I'm glad we've got that covered. Everyone called but him. I beguiled all my new best friends so many times with the tale of how we drank, how we talked, how we had the whole city to ourselves, our eyes not leaving each other, or something like that. I told them of the tension broken by that Hollywood kiss close to midnight before the pumpkins had arrived to take me home. I told them every detail, my gallery-worthy painting of my face, how he left wearing more of my lip gloss than I was, the way it felt like I was talking to myself or an old friend, how it felt like he illustrated every lonely word I'd written, who had sat solemnly so long on plain pages waiting for someone with a pencil, a nice smile, a nice sense of humour. And I told them everything about him, except, of course, that everybody called but him. That's in my last book, Kissing Boys Just for the Thrill, which, by the way, not to be that guy, but you can buy that, you know, and you know, it's available. You can buy it as like a regular book, or you can buy it as a Kindle, like I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah, so it's in that, and sometimes I kind of wish it wasn't, because it's not that I don't like, you know, the poem. I think it's, you know, I like it just fine. It's just, I actually wrote it about something that happened in my real life. And at the time, because I wrote it sort of around like April, I think, and I was like, actually quite upset, because I was like, oh no, maybe this will be cool. Maybe, you know, I'll hang out with this person again and it'll be fun. And obviously that didn't happen. But now I'm just like, girl, what? Calm the fuck down. What were you even... Girl, really? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh God, I'm so dramatic. Like, really? Girl. Girl. You know, so it's... I mean, it's good in a way, because I'll be able to kind of, I mean, that's one of the upsides of occasionally taking, of taking things from my life and writing about them and creating things from them, is that I will always, it's kind of like a time capsule, you know, I can go back and I can read something and I can remember exactly how I felt and what I was thinking at that time. But there are downsides too. Because there are things that I create that I genuinely like. But then it's like I suddenly remember, you know, how I felt at that time. And I'm like, oh God, you're such a dramatic bitch. Shut up. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, like now I'm just like, you know what? Maybe it's a good thing. Because, you know... You know, to be real, I'm like too busy anyways, and I got a ton of shit going on, and you know, I think I've talked about this before. I'm not even like the best person to go out with, so you know what I mean. Maybe it was for the best, I don't know. Bars to break, but here I am, surrounded by searching space. A prisoner encased in ivy that I have imagined grew side by side with the roses we planted. I never knew my charge, but I was sentenced to be sped back to the real world on several delayed trains, with barely there air conditioning, and piece by piece I felt each flower fall around me. The empty, invisible walls tell tales, and I can't tell which voice is yours anymore. Because the rain still falls and the wind still wails, but I'm not sure they're really there. I'm not sure where it hurts, I just know that it does, and I know why it does, even if it's not proper science. I don't know if you'll wait for me, or how long you'd have to wait. But I know that I need you to, because I remember this kind of crying. 13, Hastings Beach. Knowing my world wouldn't fit into a quaint country village, not just the bright lights I had dreamed of, for as long as I knew how to dream. But a love. I wanted a love that I couldn't yet describe and maybe never could. And again, 23, pausing at Preston with my heart in my throat, poking its way out with razor blades and regret, knowing it had found the love but not the words to explain how essential it was. And it never ends, it only eases until it doesn't. And then I am back behind bars that cannot be broken by anything but the freedom to be locked away, planting roses with you and watching your excited eyes as we wait for them to grow. I could walk away at any second, out the door into the sunset under a train, but with each step the chains of my choice and the punishment it brings others grow heavier until my legs break and my torso weeps. Give me rain or sun or death, give me some way to make each moment just a moment rather than a reminder that I have a life and a job and a whole realm of responsibilities that don't include planting roses with you. Watching your excited eyes as we wait for them to grow. Give me hope that one day I will find a time when I can survive on the inside and see it as it really is, the outside, my real life, my life without you. And tell me that I survive, even if you're lying, or lie down. Keep my side of the bed warm, rain roses from the roof, petals settled in the sheets, growing strong under bright lights, waiting for me to make parole or escape. I found the words now. Messages asking me to read that one, which, not to sound ungrateful, I was kind of confused by at first, because there is a version of it that you can hear in the film Drowning in Us, but of course I suppose you have to watch all the rest of it to hear that, so, because it's just one segment. But nevertheless, I've read it for you, there you go. And I do not want to talk about how many times I had to do it, because I like to record them sort of in one go, and you know, if I make like one mistake I have to go back and do it all again, and it's quite long. So you know, if I sounded a bit like I was rushing through that, sorry, because I was, because I'd done it like three times already. you know. But I feel like I've read it on this podcast before, but as far as I can tell, I haven't. You know, but I actually, it was an experience writing it. It's pretty crazy. And again, I feel like I've told you this before, but, you know, if I have, oh well. Anyway, I was kind of coming off, you know, off holiday, and I was like, oh God, so depressed, hate this. Oh, fuck's sake. And originally, it wasn't actually going to be in the project. It was, there was another poem that was in Drowning in Us replacing it. But I ended up replacing that, sorry, with Planting Roses, because I liked it so much. But I, as you may know, I've become a little bit obsessed with the show Prisoner. I think everyone's aware of that now. And I was listening to the theme song for that, which mentions roses a lot. And so I'm kind of sat at the train station, sort of having a bit of a moment, a bit of a diva fit, you know. I was a bit emotional. I just started writing. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm writing about Marina and Grant. This is perfect. I'm putting that in. So I had like a bit of a moment, and I just sort of spent the rest of my journey home editing it. But yeah, that was a tough day, because what should have been a 3-hour journey back to London took about 7 hours. So I think I was quite emotional just from the stress of that train journey, to be honest. But it all worked out in the end, because I got, you know, something that I think really kind of fit in the film, and really added something to it, something special. So I was happy with that. And that's all for tonight's episode. But I will see you next week, or speak to you next week. Oh girl, we did this on last week's outro. Anyways, as always, you can find all of the information about me, all of my projects, and a whole ton of free content over at my website, which is jenniferwan.com. You can find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared, which works on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and YouTube. But also, all of my website and social media is in the description. Do you know what? I won't say below, like I'm making a YouTube video. I don't actually know where it is on a podcast, but wherever it is, they are there. You can find all the information about my upcoming poetry collection, 27 with a White Lighter, on its very own website, which is 27withawhitelighter.com. That will be released on the 3rd of December 2018. You can also, this is a thing, I forgot to talk about it last time, but there we are. on December the 7th, you can officially download and purchase on whatever, however you get your music, stream, think really hard and try and conjure up the melody just in your head. You can get my new single Winter Girl, which is like kind of a fun little kind of, you know, wintry holiday moment. I've been filming some bits and pieces for the video this weekend. I'm gonna be filming again next weekend, I think. So that'll be, you know, what a fun, sexy time for you. that'll be, yeah, so that's out on December the 7th. So that'll be on like things like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. Does anyone use Tidal? I don't know, but if you do, it'll be there. And also, you can get an exclusive version on my Bandcamp, which you can find through my website, which contains like some additional like versions of it, like, you know, so like the music video version and, you know, like an instrumental version and all that fun stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be a moment. It's gonna be fun. And that's all to come, so. But until then, I'll see you soon. Good night, my love.